It's Friday, folks. We're happy. That means movies. And in our world, that means only one thing, one man. His name is Daniel Holloway. He reviews films for Metro newspapers. And every Friday, he joins us to talk about what's new at our local Cineplex. Two films out this week, one big-name summertime adventure film and one semi-obscure cerebral Norwegian flick. We at the BPP tackle both because that's who we are. That's what we do. Hey, Daniel.
Hey, Rachel.
What's going on?
Not much. I actually couldn't come in today because I was at a midnight screening of Prince Caspian last night.
Because that's how seriously you take your work, Daniel.
Yep, and, you know, I'm just an insomniac anyway.
Oh.
Were you surrounded by screaming kids who couldn't wait for the Friday opening? Or I guess that's the first version of a Friday opening.
You know, I was surprised there was about 10 people in the midnight opening with me. So I don't know, my wife included. So I don't know how that bodes for Narnia at the box office, but that's not what we're here to talk about.
No, and we are going to talk, because Mike's also seen the film. Haven't you seen the film?
I have seen the film.
We're going to talk about all this, but before we do, before we go to the big film, we want to start small and work our way out. So we're going to start first with this Norwegian film called Reprise. This is a relatively small film by director Joachim Trier. I'm saying his name is probably pronounced something completely different in Norwegian. But so I understand, Daniel, that the structure of this movie is a little bit complicated. So before we get any further, can you summarize the plot of this film for us?
The plot of the film is that you're dealing with two 23-year-old, very good, very high-minded young literary stars named Philip and Eric. The movie opens with a sort of montage-y, jump cutty scene with a lot of narration talking about the path that Philip and Eric would have taken, as you see them both sticking their manuscripts in the mailbox, and both had been accepted and published, how they would have become stars, how their lives would have advanced, how their paths would have crossed over the years. And after about 5 minutes of this, you see that this was not the case. One manuscript was accepted, one was not. And what you get after that is, despite some pretty interesting techniques used by Trier, is at its core a very normal coming-of-age film about 23-year-old young men trying to find their way in the world. One of them starts off less successful, becomes more so. The other one starts off very successful and becomes less so.
Well, we have a couple clips here. Part of this film is about boy culture. This is what Trier has said he wanted to write about, kind of akin to what Sofia Coppola did for Girl Culture, in The Virgin Suicides. And in the clip we're going to hear now, this is part where this guy is explaining to his friend why he should ditch his girlfriend. Let's hear a clip. This is subtitled, by the way, or narrated, rather, by the BPP players, because, after all, the film is in Norwegian. Let's listen.
Guys in long-term relationships become so lame. They get sucked into this feminine sphere of TV series and nice dinners. They get less and less time to read and listen to music. Eventually, they don't even miss it. They end up as understimulated bourgeois retards.
And then, as you say, a lot of this film is based on these hypotheticals. You're not quite sure what's going on, what's real, what's not. And the narrator kind of provides the glue in this. Let's listen.
If he broke up now, Lillian would think it's because of the novel. He'd be a phony who dumps girls once he succeeds. She'd think she wasn't good enough for him, which wasn't entirely true.
I think the translation's wrong because that guy was whispering in the movie.
Daniel, does this get confusing, all these woulda, coulda, shoulda things?
No, actually it doesn't. I think the best way to watch this film is to sort of sit back and not try to decipher what Trier is doing, but to accept everything that he's throwing at you, the various paths that these characters might be taking, each at surface value. And then what you find is a movie, as you heard there, in that wonderful performance by the BPP players. It's a movie about guys, you know, being a little too macho and being a little too insecure.
But you liked it.
I did like it, yeah. I did like it quite a bit, and I think it's, you know, it's Norwegian and it's obscure, but I think it's a movie that if American audiences find it, they're going to rather like it.
I want to move now because we don't have a whole lot of time, and you went through all the effort to see it. Chronicles of Narnia, Prince Caspian. This is, of course, the latest in the adaptation of the C.S. Lewis novels, beloved by many children and adults alike. So what do you think about this movie?
I thought it was a good sign when I was walking out of the movie that the things that I found to complain about were all micro things rather than macro things. As a whole, it works rather well as a children's adventure film, as we've seen a lot of them in the last few years with, you know, Harry Potter and The Golden Compass and any number of other movies.
But you think it's as good as those?
No, I don't think it's quite
skeptical.
As good as Potter, but I think it's better than most of the other ones that we've seen.
I think it was better. I thought it was better than early Potter, and I think, what do you think? I think it might have been better than the first one, just in terms of good battle sequences, but though I've heard maybe it's more for the boys.
I think you're right about that. Part of the reason I believe that is because you're not having to set up the machinery the way that you were in the first one. They get thrown right into the soup. They're pretty much running around shooting arrows and swinging swords.
They assume you know that they live this dual life and they go to this fantasy world and go back again and everyone's on board with that.
They're English kids living in the Blitz who kind of travel back and forth between their dreary, blitzy English lives and Narnia, this fantasy realm where they are kings and queens.
I mean, it's a no-brainer, really. I'd rather live in Narnia than war-torn Europe and any day.
But that's where all the allegory comes in, you know, about fantasy and being young and growing up and, you know, the real world or the fake world or yada, 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 which is all besides the point. Really, you go to see some sword fighting and some arrow shooting.
And it does a good job at that. Hey, Daniel, thanks for going to that movie. We appreciate it. Daniel Holloway reviews movies for Metro Newspapers and for us here at the BPP. Thanks, Dan.
Thanks, guys.
Have a good weekend.
You too.